On any cross-country bus, you'll find lots of people with one-way tickets. People leaving behind family and friends looking for new places to call home. The journey is often frightening. Producer Dan Collison encountered some homesick travelers as he took a Greyhound bus across the country.
Southbound to Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and El Paso.
I was staying at Greyhound bus station when my baby got on board.
Connections also for Amarillo, Dallas, and Fort Worth. All aboard, please.
I was staying at Greyhound bus station.
On Greyhound buses and at bus terminals all over the country, people are starting over. They're leaving one life for another. Whole families picking up and moving, kids in tow, their belongings in battered suitcases and giant plastic garbage bags. And then there are the ones who travel solo.
My name is Ida Courier, but everybody calls me Tater.
Ida Courier is a middle-aged woman with short, bleach-blonde hair and heavy eyeshadow. She sits alone in the back of a near-empty bus somewhere in East Texas. She's on her way from Albemarle, North Carolina, to Midland, Texas, a refugee from a hurricane that left her trailer home in ruins.
Pile of rubble, the roof was off, and everything was gone. And most of what I have is underneath this bus.
She left North Carolina 24 hours ago and is already homesick.
And I love it. It's been my home for like almost 30 years. All my friends there, and three of my children were born there.
Ida worked as a manicurist back in North Carolina, a job she says she can do just about anywhere. Divorced, her children grown now, she's going to live for a while with her daughter in Midland before deciding what to do next.
Starting over. It's going to be hard at my age, you know. I can do it one day at a time. One day at a time.
Why should I cry? There's a bus going that same way.
This will be a second call for Yazoo City. Chill out.
Why should I cry?
At the Greyhound terminal in Jackson, Mississippi, a young woman waits for a southbound bus. She, too, is uncertain about the direction her life is headed.
My name's Aline Sullivan. I don't like my first name, so I ain't gonna say it. But I'm originally from West Virginia, and I'm going to Gulfport now.
A few days earlier, Aline Sullivan left Gulfport, Mississippi, bound for Idaho. She and her husband had decided they needed some time apart, maybe a long time. She took their 10-month-old baby with her and left their 2-year-old son behind with her husband. She got as far north as Memphis, about 400 miles, before turning back.
I guess I just don't like leaving my baby behind, my old man. I guess I'm so tired of Mississippi that, in a way, I love it. Kind of sounds funny.
Aline sits in the middle of the crowded bus terminal, shoulders slumped, ticket in hand, her baby in a car seat at her feet. She's 19 years old, going on 40.
I'll be 20 on December 1st. I'm already feeling old.
She was 16 when she got married. It wasn't long after their first date.
He gave me a rose that night. I was the first person I ever gave myself. I wish things could be like that again.
Now, her marriage is on the rocks, and she's not sure what to do about it.
I guess I'm always stuck home playing with the babies. I want to get out for a while. But then, as soon as I get up here, I'm missing one of them, and I don't know what to do. Mostly, I write my problems in a diary. Try to hold it in.
She picks up her baby, gathers her few belongings, takes a final drag on a cigarette, and climbs aboard the southbound bus back home to Gulfport.
This coach will make stops at Yazoo City, Mississippi, Chula, Mississippi, Greenwood,
Rubel,
Drew.
I'm gonna check me, Greenwood. Right to return, Lord, touch the ground. like me a greyhound. Ride till he tongue on thirsty ground. If I can't find my baby nowhere, I believe she has put me down.